Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Do you need more money? Now, who doesn't? Tell me, would you like to learn how you can attract money? Now, who wouldn't? Have you ever wanted to know how to use your mind to become successful? Can you imagine using your subconscious mind to coordinate your mental side with your physical side? Tell me, do you know what radiate financial increase means? When was the last time you heard that anyone can attract money, even you? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce him, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over 900,000 fabulous listeners. Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He is a speaker, mind power coach, and the author of How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. His book is a serious work in which he quotes 160 other books. The U.S. edition is available worldwide through Ingram Book Company, and a second English language edition is available on the Indian subcontinent through the Indra Publishing House, India. The book has also been published in Arabic and Spanish, and the Italian edition is now in the works. He has published the free monthly Mind Power and Money e-zine since January 08, and since 1978, he has read hundreds of books in an effort to understand the laws of life. He's lectured on metaphysics and spirituality with an emphasis on manifesting abundance. He believes that in today's economy, the information he shares is more needed than ever, and that his teachings could make the difference between financial success and financial ruin for any individual, family, or business organization. I'm pleased to welcome to the show today James Goy, Jr. Hi, James. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. I'm doing very well, thank you, especially after that wonderful lead-in.
Okay.
Well, wonderful introduction.
Well, we've been looking forward to having you on the show. You know, everyone's worried about money these days, especially after what the government just went through last year with the financial cliff and all of that implications. So how do you, people who are new to this subject, attracting money, how, as you teach it, can you sum up the basic idea or premise of your book?
Well, you know, the basic premise behind mind power and metaphysics itself is that we create our reality based on how we think and feel and the images we hold in our minds. That's at the very core of it. And for my book, it's that we absolutely create our own financial circumstances, good or bad. And it's through how we think, how we feel, and the images we allow to form within our minds. Those are basically the three main components. So this isn't a hard process to understand. And even actually applying what I teach is actually very easy to understand. People can absolutely take control of their finances regardless of the what's going on in the economy, in their particular business, or in their area or anything else.
Okay. Now, does this process work better for certain kinds of people, or does it work for anyone?
Well, the process absolutely will work for anyone. And, you know, it's interesting to note that many very successful people are using a lot of what I teach in my book. In other words, they're speaking positively. They have positive expectations. The images they hold in their minds are of success and all of this. And many of those people absolutely know nothing about mind power or metaphysics. In other words, they're doing it by default. They have positive surroundings, good upbringing, mentors, whatever, but they don't understand the process. But as far as a certain type of person to methodically and intentionally apply mind power to attracting money, basically a person needs to be open to the concepts and be sincere in their application of the techniques that I teach, and this will work for anyone. There's no scenario under which it won't work. I mean, unless you literally fell out of a plane and you're marooned on an island with no other people and no money, then you might have a hard time attracting money. But maybe not. Miracles happen. Miracles happen in that I would believe that a bag of money could just fall out of the sky onto that island. So, but basically, no, this definitely will work for anyone.
Okay, so now how does the, aside from buying your book, which we highly recommend people do, how would the average person get started? How does one actually put this process in motion? What do you need to know and do?
Well, you know, at the core of the process is really the understanding of the subconscious mind. And to just keep that real brief, it's the subconscious mind has been, you know, explained many times by many teachers over, you know, many years and generations, in fact. It's a impersonal mechanism. And it's actually a mechanism within the human mind, but also within the universe at large. There is a universal subconscious, so that we are connected with all other minds in this sense. And once we understand how that works, then we begin to modify our own thoughts and actions so that we can be in line with bringing about the things we want. See, the average person on the street who knows nothing of their own subconscious mind, they get a mixed bag. They get, you know, half the stuff is good, half the stuff is bad, and of course they judge it all. But when you are a conscious mind power practitioner and purposely thinking and feeling and imaging in ways to bring about what you want, then the scales start to tip and we get into 60, 70, 80, 90%
yeah.
of the good stuff
well,
you're looking for and less and less, progressively
that,
less of the things that you're not looking for.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I think it could be in your future.
I do believe in definitely the power of positive thinking. I don't think I've used it for attracting money, but I do use it for every other aspect of my life, and perhaps I'm going to switch over to attracting money too. You know, we're going to take a break right now and hear about your host, and when we come back, James, I want you to share your website information and where people can get your book. Also, when we come back, I'd like to have you share with us your 10-day period of silence. when you were writing your book. We'll be right back with James Goy Jr.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Okay, we're back with James Goy Jr. and sharing his wonderful book. Could you share your website information and tell our listeners how they can find and purchase How to Attract Money Using Mind Power?
Okay, my website is jamesgoyjr.com, jamesgoyjr.com, or attractmoney.org. That's a lot easier to remember for some people.
Uh-huh.
The book, again, is How to Attract Money Using Mind Power by James, G-O-I-J-R. And it's available basically at Amazon and everywhere that new books are sold, so it's very easy to find.
Mm-hmm. And it was you're with Ingram, which is a very wonderful book company, a distributor. That's fantastic. Okay, so share with us this 10-day period of silence when you became a mind power maniac.
Right. I really did become a mind power maniac. Really, it was the turning point of my life. Just to quickly lead up to that, I was in my late 40s. Our household, this is like 5 years ago, maybe a little more, our household was $50,000 in credit card debt. We were going in deeper each month, mm-hmm. using the cards not only to make up for the difference in the low-paying job I had, but mm-hmm. also paying the cards. So it was really spiraling out of control. I had a very low-paying job, which did involve changing adult diapers. I was taking care of a developmentally disabled man.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had been working. People find it interesting or humorous, but I had been working on my How to Attract Money Using Mind Power book for years at that time.
Uh-huh.
But it's not about what you know, it's about what you apply. So here I was again, deep in debt and with mm-hmm. very little money coming in.
Right.
And I actually had an epiphany or just a spiritual awakening, and I realized that, you know, if I was going to be a writer, then I had to be a writer and nothing
mm-hmm.
else. And so I actually quit my job, which was
okay.
Anybody that you would say that to, they would think that I was insane,
yeah.
given my financial situation.
Uh-huh.
And I actually, at the moment I made the decision, I stopped talking. In other words, I even had to have somebody call in to work for me, you know,
uh-huh.
which is it's something I would never do normally. But
mm-hmm.
I just knew that if I let 1 ounce of energy out of my mouth, that I could lose this thing I had a hold of. And
mm-hmm.
so for the next 10 days,
mm-hmm.
I didn't talk. And I did some intermittent fasting. I stopped shaving and cutting my hair for probably some years after that, a couple
mm-hmm.
years or whatever. And all I did was work on my book every day. I didn't even have a computer at the time. I was living in his attic room,
mm-hmm.
and I was like a mind power maniac out there, not only writing my book, finishing my book, but applying everything, doing affirmations, doing visualization, and all this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And within like a 3-month period, I actually attracted into the house 2 six-figure windfalls.
Uh-huh.
And so fast forward now,
uh-huh.
I'm 53 years old, and I've published my book, and as you said, it's in other languages and this
mm-hmm.
and that, and I'm in the process of setting up my own publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
But that 10 days of silence was the turning point of my life. I went literally from changing diapers to changing lives in a very short time.
What did your family think when you did that?
Well, that's another part of it. You know, all my family, quote-unquote, you know, blood family and all that, they're all back east.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And another thing I did is I did not talk on the phone for an entire year.
Wow.
While I was working, I didn't know how to use a computer. I didn't have email, so I was snail mail. Snail mail with mom, snail mail with dad, snail mail with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite I don't know that anybody could really understand it. And I didn't tell them I was working on my book. I mean, I marshaled in all of my energies and did that and didn't even tell them why. And it was just a move I had to make. But it was extreme, and I don't ever advise people to quit your job and stop talking on the phone and all this stuff,
right.
This mind power maniac stuff. But for me, it was a turning point in my life. I attracted 2 six-figure windfalls in about a 3-month period, and I've never looked back. I have been a different person with a different profession and a different way of identifying myself,
mm-hmm.
and a much broader way and wider reach in affecting people's lives ever since.
Okay, I'm curious to know what type of windfalls does one attract when you go into isolation like that?
Right, and my only contact was with the outside world was through letter writing,
mm-hmm.
and I have to, you know, be careful because I have to protect other people's privacy and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there was a legal matter that had been languishing in the system
mm-hmm.
for years on end. The experts were saying that this is not going to go anywhere. Nothing's going to come of it. The other
mm-hmm.
side is just going to, you know, be obstinate to the end, and this thing will actually fall out of the system after a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I made my decision, went into silence and all of this, all of a sudden everything changed from years of staunch opposition and fighting us at every single turn and just
mm-hmm.
no cooperation. Everything, I have to say, magically changed. The other
mm-hmm.
side become much more cooperative, communicative, willing to talk and to negotiate and all of this. And then there was these two windfalls from that one legal situation within a couple of months that just completely got freed up. I mean, it's magic. I mean, this if there's such a thing as magic, then mind power is it, because it
uh-huh.
works miracles.
Wow, that's pretty amazing story. And how long did it take you at that point to finish the book and get it published? Was it 1 year or?
I think it might have been about a year. I'm not sure exactly because I wasn't documenting it. But
mm-hmm.
And then there was a big process of learning how to publish the book. Like I had no idea anything about publishing.
Right.
Do I try to publish myself? Do I go to a publisher, start sending out query letters? It was just this big, huge unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And but I imagine while I was working on the book towards the end, I was also looking,
mm-hmm.
you know, starting to look into that.
Yeah.
So, but it was basically a short time before I was a published author, basically living my dream,
dream
from going from what was really a financial nightmare
mm-hmm.
and a soulic drain. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I loved the guy I worked with, but that wasn't my calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never have done it were I not being paid for it. And today, what I'm doing, I absolutely would do what I'm doing without being paid for it. And the proof is, in the beginning, I made practically nothing, and I still kept at it, you know, day after day after day, month after month, and into the years, because I love what I do. I would do it no matter what.
You know, that is such a recurrent theme throughout my life and my shows, and I share it with my listeners, that you need to find your passion. You know, like you, writing's my passion, and I would do it for free. I lose track of time when I'm doing it. I love talking about it. I don't care that I'm not good at it. I know that the more I do it, I get better and better, and I feel that way about my radio show. It's so wonderful to talk to someone who has discovered their passion and someone who is following it. You know, James, when we come back, I want you to share with us how the fact that seeking abundance, and some people might say that seeking abundance in large sums of money detracts from living a spiritual life, and I'm sure you'll have some comments on that. We'll be right back with James Goy.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Welcome back with my guest, James Goy. Now, James, what do you say to people that say that large sums of money detract from living a spiritual life?
Well, you know, if people attract that money through other than spiritually sound means, then, yes, it can pull them even further away. But if the person is spiritually sound in their outlook and practices and actually uses spiritual principles and power to attract the money, then it becomes much more of a blessing and actually helps one grow in their spirituality. I guess it was Jesus who said that, I came so that ye shall have life and ye shall have it more abundantly. Regardless of anyone's, religious, I'm not a religious person, views or beliefs, that's a very profound statement for someone of that stature to have been purported even to say such a thing, life more abundantly. And, I ask people, really, is living in a crime-ridden, rat-infested apartment because you can't afford anything better, is that spiritual? Driving your kids around in, with shoes in the, holes in their shoes in an old, unsafe car, to a terrible school and not having enough money to buy them the healthy food you'd like to buy. Is that spiritual? I mean, it makes no sense when people say that having a lot of money is not spiritual, because you can absolutely grow in every area of your life, including your spirituality. It gives you more time. It gives you more, stress-free time to be able to study. It gives you the resources to be able to travel to India and meet up with your guru if that's what you want to do. So money absolutely not only does not detract if acquired properly from a spiritual life, but actually adds to, reinforces, and absolutely strengthens your spiritual practice and your spiritual life.
Oh, I agree with you completely. You have a chapter called Radiate Financial Increase. I've never heard that term before. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Right. That is a term, I guess, that I came up with for this chapter. And let's see. I have, I have 160 quotes in the book. And here's one from that I use in that chapter from E.V. Ingram from Wells of Abundance, 1938. What you radiate determines what your manifest world will be. That's a very direct statement. What you radiate is going to be what you attract back. It's a basic staple of metaphysics and law of attraction philosophy. And so when we radiate financial increase, really what we're doing is we want and we radiate in thought, deed, and action energy to help other people to attract all of the money that they want to need. Mm-hmm. We really have no, we know intellectually that by doing so, we will attract more because that's how the universe operates, but that's absolutely not why we do it. We really are have a benevolent and heartfelt, wanting and desiring for other people. And we radiate that in energy. We radiate it in thoughts and images we hold of them, in, words that we say to them. We can give people money. When you give a homeless person money, that's all of this is radiating financial increase. And if you radiate financial increase to everyone, and you want everything you want for yourself for others, sincerely for them, not because of what it'll bring you, you absolutely will open the floodgates to financial increase and abundance in your own life.
Oh, I love that. I love that term, and I love your explanation. Now, James, could you speak a little bit about the speak as if technique?
Yes, and another term that I, a phrase that I believe I have coined and came up with it for a chapter in this book. And another great quote here from Julius Seaton, The Science of Success, 1914. If we listen to the words of the failure multitude, we will soon learn that by their words they are justified and condemned. Very powerful statement. It's it, by our words we are speaking our experience into existence. We are speaking the very substance of our lives into existence. And the speak as if technique is to basically, it's this, to always speak as if those financial circumstances that you want to bring about either are now or will be reality. In other words, we don't speak of lack. We don't speak of how things might not work out. We speak as if those things that we want to create either are now or will be reality. And here's another good support of that philosophy. And this is from Walter DeVoe from Mystic Words of Mighty Power, 1905. And he said, thoughts are living things, and spoken words give to thoughts a body of physical vibrations which makes them still stronger. So when we speak, we not only expose our thoughts and lay them out for others to know, but we absolutely reinforce those thoughts. And again, that's why we don't want to speak into existence things about our finances that we don't want to see come about.
Wow, that is, I love that. Speak as if and you will radiate financial increase. That is a fantastic term. I'm going to use it as the headline on my blog this week because I think it's wonderful. And I want to thank you, James, for coming on the show today and sharing your fantastic experience and hopefully inspiring my listeners to speak as if and radiate their own financial increase. Thank you, and I hope you will come back and visit with us again soon.
Thank you, too, and I'd love to be on anytime.
Okay, we will plan on that. For my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. Be sure to catch all of our interviews with our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week, they will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. They are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. This is the show where you hear information that will inspire you and help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today with James, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com/January Jones. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And also I want to again mention James' mantra, speak as if and radiate financial increase. I love that. It's a very powerful message. Now for my chocolate comment of the day, forget love. I'd rather fall in chocolate. So for now, dear friends, I want all of you today to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, James Goy Jr., the author of How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. I urge you all to read this book and get inspired. It's a wonderful, powerful, inspirational book. This is January Jones, thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.